glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
In Matthew's gospel account and in the 20th chapter, the Lord teaches how the kingdom of heaven is compared to the landowner hiring men to work in his vineyard. He goes out early in the morning and hires men to work. A few hours later, he sees others in the marketplace looking for work, and he sends them out into his vineyard. Again, he finds men who are without work at noontime and in the afternoon. Finally, with just an hour of work time left in the day, this landowner finds more men standing idle. He sends them out for that last hour to work in his vineyard. When the workers were brought in for their pay, all the workers were paid the same, regardless of how long they had worked. Naturally, those who had labored all day long felt they should be paid more, although they were paid up the agreed upon wages. The landowner explained how that it was his money, and he was free to decide what he could do with it. What lesson should we glean from this parable? What really is the spiritual application? We will seek the answer to these questions after the song.
Learning to lean, learning to lean, I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sad, broken-hearted, at an altar I've knelt. I found peace that is so and all that he asks is a childlike trust and a heart that is learning to lean. Learning to lean, learning to lean, I'm learning to yes, I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
It is important to take notice of the place in Scripture where this parable is given. It follows the scene in the life of Christ when a rich young man had come asking Jesus the questions, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus directed the young man to the commandments of God, and he said he should obey them, and you will live. But then the young man asked Jesus which commands should he follow. And so Jesus began to make a list. The young man responded to the list, declaring, "I have already kept all of these. What else do I lack?" The Lord then told him to go and sell everything he owned and give it away, and then come follow him. The young man was rich, and he went away sad. His possessions held his heart. They were his gods, and Jesus knew it. Then Jesus turned and taught his disciples how hard for rich people to enter the kingdom of heaven. The apostles thought it impossible for anyone to be saved. Then Jesus made a very important statement. With man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Following this scene comes the telling of our parable. What lesson should we glean from the Lord's parable about the workers who were paid the same wages, regardless of how long they worked in the day? Well, God calls people to come into His kingdom, into His church. Those who respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ are brought into the kingdom to work and to serve the Master in His kingdom. Eternal life is the reward, not payment for what is merited. No matter how long one has opportunity to serve the Lord, eternal life is the reward. You see, the rich young man who came asking his question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" was looking for a way to merit or to work for his place in the eternal kingdom of God. He wanted to do something that earned him that right, which if he did, then God would be indebted to him for doing so. And it would be his right to have eternal life, and God would be obligated to provide it for him. But he had it down wrong. And I think Jesus knew that we too might have it down wrong. So he told the parable. And sure enough, when the landowner started passing out the generous portion of his money to those who labored only for an hour, those who had labored all day long felt they had earned more. We must learn that eternal life is a reward or a gift. The Apostle Paul uses the illustration of how God has given us a race to run. We do so with diligence to win. We run for eternal life and for the eternal crown. Paul spoke of his own crown of righteousness when he said near the end of his life that he had fought the good fight, finished the race, and he had kept the faith. He had not earned the crown, but it was to be awarded to him. Much is said in the letters of the New Testament about our salvation in Jesus Christ. And much of what is said is that we cannot keep the law of God, making us worthy of eternal life. We are worthy of eternal life only because Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins. It is His righteousness and His sacrifice that has paid our debt. To appeal to God for a clean conscience through the precious blood of Jesus reveals our need of a Savior. We cannot do it ourselves. The rich young man was determined to depend upon what he had to do what was needed to be done to inherit eternal life. I would also like for us to notice that Peter, listening to Jesus and the conversation with the rich young man, observed and then asked the Lord a question. He said, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" The parable was helpful for Peter and the rest of the disciples to understand that some would make greater sacrifice than others for the kingdom of God. The parable teaches Peter, and it teaches us, to not equate a special place for those who have opportunity to serve the Lord like those who worked all day long, while others who do not have that opportunity receive something less. Regardless of where we are in life, there is a place in God's kingdom where we can be of service. God invites us into our place in the kingdom through Jesus and through His gospel. Young or old, with great riches or very little, with whatever skills and talents may be ours, God invites us all to work in His vineyard. Because of God's love and His grace, it is not dependent upon how much I can do, how long I can serve, but rather upon my obedience to his command to enter into his vineyard and serve him. Christ established his church. His church is the kingdom of God on earth. Through obedience to the gospel of Christ, God adds us to the workers within his kingdom. God is so generous. He is so gracious. He cares for us all. The fact is, he is able to save us all. Thanks be to God that it is not dependent upon what I can do, but rather upon what he does.
Love sought me, mercy found me, but it was grace, marvelous grace that set me free. Oh, love saw my teardrops, mercy had compassion, but it was grace, marvelous grace that set me free. It was love that held my Savior to the old rugged cross, that mercy could be granted to me.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.